We had a quick controversy. I think it's subsiding at this point, but Spotify rewrote their privacy policy. Lots of people freaked out, including famous people freaking out on Twitter. And now the CEO has issued an apology, said promise that all this data that they would be harvesting would be opt-in only. But I think it's still, I think the controversy should remain because of the things that Spotify wants to give itself permission to grab. What's your take on this?
I actually have a slightly different take on that. I think that what they're wanting to ask for makes a ton of sense. I mean, they're saying they want access to your camera roll so that you can share photos. That's a pretty common thing. They're not wanting to actually scan your photos. They want access to contacts. That one gets a little bit creepier because, yeah, they claim it's because they want to build a social network. Really, it's because they kind of want to spam you and add your usual contacts, you know, to one another's sites. The same thing, I think, you know, where people really get kind of freaked out is their listening history, is their location especially. Is that sort of stuff going to be mined and sold? And so far, I think Spotify is doing a good job of answering that question. And I think that enough people trust them that they're probably, you know, on the side of no one thinking that they're, you know, in a bad spot, they're going to do things bad, poorly. But you're right. I mean, it is still one of those controversies where it's like, there are some valid concerns. It's unfortunate that Spotify didn't announce this in a better way first.
Yeah. And the other thing that happens in companies is that lawyers draft these things, and lawyers' job is to protect the company against any possibility that might come in the future. They also know that nobody reads these things. They just say, yeah, I read it, and then they move on with their lives. Although in this case, that didn't happen to happen. But, you know, the couple of controversial points is that they give themselves permission to grab your contacts' photos. In other words, the pictures of your friends and family, and also media files, whatever that is. Like actually grabbing media files off of your phone, kind of weird.
Weird. And like I said before, I do think that like the contacts thing is pretty not cool.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where I'm like, I don't know about that, guys. That seems a little over the line.
I think that the biggest point to be made about all this, of course, is that their timing is horrible. This is right when Apple Music is coming online and the paid option is like right there. You know, people are going to be making that decision. And they give themselves a black eye right at the wrong time. So bad timing.
Yeah, no, it's a horrible time for them to be doing this. You're absolutely right. This is one of those things where it's like, really, guys, you couldn't have waited to a couple of months for this to subside. And I mean, but ironically, I think part of the reason that this is happening is because they are up against the gun, and they're going, you know, we're not really sure what's going to happen going forward. We've got to try to make our product better. That means, you know, having some of these better features, and that's going to mean we need to have more access to stuff. But the whole thing, you're right. I mean, the messaging just couldn't be worse. I mean, the fact when the CEO has to issue a statement a couple of days later, that's it just shows that there's kind of a disaster. It's been a kind of a disaster.